And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Oh, yes. Greetings and welcome to a random and sporadic audio recording by me, Christian Payne. Into your ears, accompanied by a whiny dog who wants out of the shed and into the windy surrounds where she can run to her heart's content, picking up broken sticks strewn from the trees in the garden. Or even the trees, not the trees, wherever trees grow. Yeah, I'm recording this using Backpack Studio on my iPhone, and I can throw in all kinds of random stuff like, did I ever tell you about the time when? Wait. Wait, I didn't get to the punchline. So you can kind of throw in sound effects and other such shenanigans. And the way I'm decided for some weird reason to record this is into the Zoom H1N, which is connected by USB into a USB card reader adapter type thing that goes into Lightning into the phone. Why am I doing that? Because I thought there may be less of a delay when I'm monitoring the audio. There are different ways to monitor the audio when you are using certain microphones which are USB or iOS enabled into the phone, but this seems to be the least amount of delay I have found so far. I'm thinking that my iPad Pro, old one, not the new one, which has a mini jack in it. Oh yes, listen to those words. It has a mini jack. Maybe even better, but I'm yet to test that. As it stands, this is more than easy to kind of deal with that very, very, very slight millisecond of a delay. Why do I want a kind of solution like this? Well, because I do like to edit stuff occasionally, but I'm too lazy to. I'm quite happy to just say speak into the phone and then occasionally tap something to bring in a pause to say we're going to talk about something else now. So if you do read my newsletter, obviously I have to plug my newsletter. Every single piece of audio I put out there, which is documentally.com/newsletter, please check it out, because I do share audio there if you are an audio fan. But I'm also sharing more there than I am anywhere on social, so it's kind of a retracting myself back. So, well, let's talk more about current internet usage, and we'll be right back in a moment. I did absolutely nothing in that break. I just kind of stared out of the window of my shed, looking at the hedge outside. Very large hedge. So, yeah. The putrid cesspool that is many social media channels nowadays is becoming less and less appealing. And I'm finding much richer, interesting connections. Going back to the old asynchronous email, but also just kind of dipping in and out of wire and direct messages and such like. It just seems healthier and more manageable because you're not being pulled back in and pulled back in. You know how Instagram, when you post something to Instagram, won't give you all of your likes immediately. It will trickle feed them to you to get you to look at your phone more than you would like to, so that you can see more of their lovely adverts. That kind of behaviour does my head in. So I've knocked most of it on the head. I still post to these places, but I try not to be torn to waiting for that little endorphin hit that comes after your post. So here I am. It's a Thursday here in the United Kingdom. And all going to plan. You're listening to this on Audio Boom. Wow. If I can make that happen, it'll be amazing. That's the wind buffeting the shed. Yeah, so what with Anchor now going into some kind of acquisition deal from Spotify and Gimlet, which makes amazing podcasts, also coming under the umbrella of Spotify. Got to wonder if there's anywhere left outside of the walled gardens. I'd like to see people coding their own XML and buying some cheap Amazon server space and just dumping their audio there and and seeing how it goes. For my needs, where I'm not really looking for masses and masses of listeners, are you going to sniff the mic? Yeah. You can sit on the mat. I put the mat specially there for you. This is my lovely dog, which, if you read the newsletter, you'll realise she's a mishmash of all kinds of random animals from Middle East and Africa, and was a rescue dog from Romania, and she's my daytime companion at the moment. Yeah, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen with these spaces and places, and will there be a return to people just hacking their own? Because that's a great thing about podcasting. XML file, bish bash, drop it in the same folder as your audio files, and you're good to go. I might get back into just playing with that, see if I can make it work, and do some more considered stuff rather than me just rambling, testing a complicated looking link of wires going into my phone. So I will call it a day at 6+ minutes, and hope that's not taking up too much of yours. Please ping me, Twitter, Documentally. If you're on Wire, connect with me there, Documentally. Or if you are a subscriber to the newsletter and you've heard this, please just, reply to the newsletter. There's an annoying thing with Substack at the moment, my newsletter platform of choice, and that is when people do reply, it's all in one big thread, and I have answered to the wrong people, the wrong things, and I've missed stuff because it just doesn't make sense. It's just the way that Substack, in their infinite wisdom, have decided to deliver the emails. Personally, it does my head in. I might just have to put an email link in there somewhere, or some better way of enabling people to directly contact me. It's just Documentally at Gmail. That's it. I'll just drop an audio file in there and say Documentally at Gmail. Don't bother with any of this. Or maybe I'll just give my ChristianPayne.com. It's a podcast at ChristianPayne.com. That should get to me as well. So anyway, laters. And thanks for listening. Documentally.